Lazar, and I'm at the Static Lounge downtown San Diego with Chris Codero and his crew. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Hannah.
Can you just introduce to everybody, you know, who's sitting here with us?
My name's Chris, and I play guitar and I sing for my band. And this is Josh.
Josh Mayhood, bass guitar.
And we also have
Tyler Dacey, head of Remember Artists.
Which is your own record label, is that right?
That's correct.
So, how did you find Chris?
Chris and I have been friends for, you know, 5-6 years now. He's been playing music ever since I've known him. And basically, you know, our friendship spawned from music and, well, other things. But for the most part, I believed in what he was doing and felt I should back him in some way, shape, or form. And this is the best way we could have done it.
Awesome. So your partner in crime is also here with us too, right?
Hello. My name's Gareth. Supporting Chris for a while.
Remember Artist, co-founder.
Chris, I love your song, When It Comes. How did that song come to be?
Very naturally. It probably within about 10 minutes. Just came out real fast. Most of the songs that I do are like that. Just bursts of inspiration.
You didn't sit down and write it then, it just came out.
I did sit down and it wrote itself, kind of, to say it in a cheesy way. Yeah, it just kind of came out, exactly, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you love to write your own songs, and you've been doing so for quite a while. What was the first song you ever wrote?
I think when I was in seventh grade, I wrote a song. It was like called I'm a paranoid punk shit. I think that's what it was called, actually. And those were the lyrics, pretty much.
And how old were you?
I think like 12, really. So, you know, it was a different time about 12 years ago. And yeah, that was probably the first song I wrote. I don't know. They've been on heaps since then, but you know, that was a song, and I wrote it, the first one probably.
So, Josh, how did you hook up with Chris?
I hooked up with Chris probably we were drunk at some party. I had never really done too much experimentation. I'm just kidding. I've known Chris since I was a freshman in high school, and before then, I've been in just about every band that he's ever been in. And, you know, he's just an amazing songwriter, singer. He used to be in a band called The Energy, which was huge, like, around Orange County in L.A. I mean, there's tons of, like, label interests. And he was doing the same thing he's doing now, which was just writing all the music. He writes all the music. He writes all the material, lyrics, everything. And he pretty much, like, orchestrates the stuff. But it wasn't, like, really his band. It was The Energy. And so, like, once he decided just to go off as Chris Cordero, it was, like, awesome. I'm lucky, you know, we used to live together also. And then he just was like, you know, I'm just going to go solo, bro. And I was like, yo, bro, I'll fucking follow you to the ends of the earth, bro.
Well, there you go. So what was your first album you ever bought?
Oh, wow. First album I ever bought? Shit. That's seriously purchased. Let's see, the first album I ever received, I think, was The Ventures and some Beach Boys. I think the first album I ever bought had to be a Nirvana In Utero, 1994.
That makes me feel old, even though I'm not that much older than you.
I mean, that's the first one I purchased. I had plenty of albums bought for me, you know, before that.
Okay, what was your first tape?
First tape, my mom bought me The Ventures, and the Beach Boys and the Monkees. I don't know why they were all surf tunes, but they were. And my dad bought me some crappy Devo tape, but it wasn't their good Devo tape. It was like in the era where they were doing like the Revenge of the Nerds 2 soundtrack. Remember Mark's Mothersbaugh?
Yeah.
Like Ramones Too Tough to Die. Yeah, you know, it's a bad, shitty Ramones.
Yeah, there's always bad stuff of good bands, and I think I had a bad Devo album.
We were like little punker kids, me and Chris. Yeah, we're little punker kids. We used to like break into dudes' houses and piss all over their rooms.
We did that to one person. That's a longer story.
That was just one person.
That's a long story.
All the way we're making rock and music.
We're digging into weird spots now.
Yeah.
Well, talking about weird spots, let's talk about that video on your MySpace page.
Oh, okay.
Who came up with that idea?
I think it was a kind of mutual thing between me, Tyler, and Josh.
It's completely collaborative. It was basically, let's make a video. I think it was inspired. Tyler's like the go-to dude. I mean, he's the label guy, so he's all about promotion, right? So MySpace was having a contest in conjunction with Indie 103.1, which I'm sure that it's a station, radio station in LA, and they're basically just looking for videos. It was basically like called me at work, got a hold of everyone. It's like, come over to Chris's house tonight. We're gonna make a video, and it's for a really, really rad song called "Good Drugs." And as far as the ideas for that, it's just let's get wasted around the house. Or...
Who filmed it?
This guy right here.
I filmed it all basically myself. For the most part, it was pretty easy. The guys all fell into place very well. We all, like to have fun, and that's basically what exudes throughout the video. It's just us having fun and people finding their vices and taking them to extremes.
Share the stage with?
God damn. A lot of people. I mean, I'd say everyone in my band, first of all. But no, I'd like to play with, I don't know. I'd really like to play with Neil Young. And I'd really like to play with, I'd like to play with the Strokes. I'd like to play with Tom Petty. I'd like to play with Elvis Costello.
I'd like to play with Jim Beam.
I'd like to play with the...
we're also sitting here with...
Here.
Josh Jones.
And he wants to play with...
Jim Beam, Jack Daniels.
So you guys are strictly staying in OC and San Diego, or you plan on venturing out and doing a bigger tour?
We have toured farther around, only on the West Coast, but we played, Santa Cruz and Redding and Merced and Bakersfield, Orange County, San Diego. But we'd love to go wherever anyone wants us. I don't know. I was even thinking Europe. Tyler's been to Europe. I've been to Europe. It's a good place to actually start if you can get enough money to get over there. I don't know. We like to go everywhere. We want to be everywhere.
East Coast.
Everywhere, yeah. I think it's not too far to reach. We just start small and see how it goes from there. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. So where's your favorite place to play, you guys?
Well, we play this place in Santa Ana. It's probably like one of the few Orange County venues that's still kind of like DIY. It's just total like for donation. It's called the Soul Art Gallery. It's like Soul, like S-O-L is in like Spanish for sun. It's like an art gallery / coffee house, but they throw on some good shows, and we've had like, that's almost like our hometown crowd.
Yeah, it's like our home venue right now.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It's kind of fun. just good people there. Other than that, I don't know. We like being on the road. We like going on vacation, and that's what it is when you leave your house and you go play with your friends on the road. It's nothing else but fun and vacation, so.
Yeah.
You know, we like not being at home, even though we love our friends.
We love to live on the road. Sorry.
What's that?
We'd love to live on the road.
Oh, that's awesome, because you'll probably do a lot of that. So, if fans that are listening to this, or, you know, people that are becoming fans of yours, if they want to check out your CD, where can they go to get it?
Right now you can find it at interpunk.com. You can order it that way. We'll very soon be having our own mail order up and running through rememberartists.com. But for the most part, right now, best place to get it is online through interpunk.com or come out to the shows.
Definitely any show.
And there's the obligatory MySpace page reference. I mean, that's the easy way to find Chris Cordero.
Yeah, go to Chris Cordero, MySpace.com/Chris Cordero.
All right, you guys, can you give me a big arr for Pirate Pods?
Arr!
Thank you, you guys. All right, you guys have got to see Chris Cordero. If you haven't heard his music yet, it's awesome. All right.